Greetings, I'm Barbara J. Faison, your meditation ambassador. And if you are new here, welcome. In January, I started a newsletter which also serves as a blog post on my website, barbarafaison.com, and the audio is my podcast called The Why Struggle Podcast with Barbara J. Faison. So weekly, you can read or listen. My intention is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations to help you struggle less and enjoy life more. However you might be engaging with me, I'm grateful for you listening and or reading. Welcome to week 46, Hygge and New Things. Last week the topic was, how do you hygge? About practicing hygge. In short, taking time to enjoy life's pleasures, including spending time with those you love. This week, it's about that and being adventurous. Trying new things has been a practice of mine for over 3 decades now. Crocheting is one of my fall activities, and I tried something new over the weekend. I crocheted an autumn garland. I also tried my hand at strawberry jam, actually any jam, for the first time. It was delish with a warm croissant for breakfast on Sunday. I hope you enjoy this excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes. Be adventurous. One definition of adventurous is inclined or willing to engage in a bold, usually risky undertaking. An adventure can be as simple as going to a movie alone or buying a book from an unknown author. Do something different, often. Buy music from an unknown artist. Take a dance class. Say hello to a stranger. One of the ways I started being adventurous was to drive a different way home from work. I would turn down a street and find my way home based on that. Keep in mind, this was before GPS devices were the norm. I also started buying something new to try when I went grocery shopping. Trying different foods is a great way to increase your adventurous nature. Venture out of your comfort zone to find people who are open-minded and willing to try new things. By venturing out more, you will continue to learn and grow and become more adventurous. The more we try new things, the less we will stress when something different happens. Practice. Go to a function alone and introduce yourself to at least 3 people. Affirmation. I am open to new ideas and experiences. Have you done or tried something new lately? I'd love to hear about your adventure. You may reply to this newsletter blog post, or you can reach me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. If social media is easier for you to reach out, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn are best. The card I pulled from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck is the number 8 Listen card. My body tells me what it needs. What is your body asking for right now? More relaxation, sleep, rest, hydration? Be a body detective and pay attention to the clues. If you'd like to purchase my card deck for yourself or for a friend, you can use promo code SHIP10 for free U.S. shipping and 10% off. You can purchase my card deck at barbarafaison.com/store and look for the cards. I'm live with my Breathe with Barbara sessions via Zoom from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on this Wednesday. Our group sessions are small and intimate, usually less than 10 people. I'd love to breathe and meditate with you. No experience is needed. You can register on my website at barbarafaison.com/store or at Linktree, that's linktr.ee/barbarafaison. There are so many resources available to support a meditation practice in person and online. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions are the 2nd and 3rd Wednesday of each month. My live sessions include gentle movement, breathing, meditation, and silence. I would love for you to join me. The sessions are only $15. They are 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, the 2nd and 3rd Wednesdays of every month. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Feel free to reach out to me via email or on my website, barbarafaison.com/contact-barbara. Pick the option that works best for scheduling a brief conversation. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress. And I have over 40 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members and more out there. The link is insighttimer.com. I have meditations on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you will find me there. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All the links are on my Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. If you need a breath break, you can take one on my YouTube channel under the Breath Break playlist. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well.